You okay?
Ready. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to call this meeting of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee to order Wednesday, November 4th, 2020. Can we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, best liberty for all. Is Herb with us tonight?
Not yet. No, we're missing Herb and Jonathan.
Well, Jonathan wasn't at my other meeting either.
Okay.
He had to be someplace where they were having election voting problems or something. Okay. So I don't think he'll be here.
Well, you have a Woodstock quorum.
Library.
Is that where he is?
I don't know. I'm kidding.
Oh,
that was the closest race in the county, I think.
Has everybody gotten the opportunity to look at the minutes from last month's meeting?
Yes.
Okay. If there's no problems or additions or deletions, I'll entertain a motion to accept them as they're written.
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Green. Seconded by Legislator Fabiano. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. Nettie, is the UCAT director here tonight with us?
Yes, Sasha is here and she'd love to take, hang on, here comes Herb. She'd love to take them as a group, talk about them and then block them.
All right, so do I need to read each individual first and then go from that point?
Sure.
Okay. So these first five resolutions I'm going to read, they all pertain to UCAT. So I'll start off with resolution number 387, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York Department of Transportation to accept the New York State share for transportation projects for federal fiscal year 2020-2021, Department of Public Transportation, Ulster County Area Transit. Resolution number 388, supporting a grant application to the Federal Transit Administration to apply, accept, and administer Section 5311B3 funding for bus replacements and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute a required applications or agreements to accept funding, Ulster County Area Transit. The third one, resolution number 389, supporting a grant application to the New York State Department of Transportation to apply, accept, and administer public transportation modernization and enhancement funding for bus and bus facilities capital investment program and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute any required applications or agreements to accept funding, Department of Public Transportation, UCAT. Resolution number 390, supporting a grant application to the New York State Department of Transportation to apply, accept, and administer public transportation accelerated transit capital program for upstate public transportation sponsors to rehabilitate, restore, and modernize public transit assets and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute any required applications or agreements to accept funding, Department of Public Transportation, UCAT. And the fifth and final one is resolution number 391, amending capital project number 529, purchase of mass transit buses and related equipment, and amending the 2020 capital fund budget, Ulster County Area Transportation, UCAT. So,
Sasha,
if you would like to weigh in on these and make any comments or talk about any of them, feel free to do so.
Absolutely. Thank you, legislators and Legislator Fabiano, for having me. I don't usually appear before this committee, so I just wanted to clarify all of these kind of mouthful of resolutions. Basically, we're asking and receiving money from the state and the federal government. These are funds that are already allocated to Ulster County Area Transit, but part of the process of actually receiving the funds is that it go through the legislature. That's what we have to submit to both the federal government, the FTA, the Federal Transit Administration, and New York State DOT. So the actual capital projects that these funds pertain to include the electric bus project that's been ongoing now since I started with the county about 2 years ago. And we're finally at the point that we can issue a purchase order by the end of this year if these resolutions are passed. So that's why we have so many of them together. I don't like to do this where they're all, you know, together, but basically we will be increasing our capital project for number 529. That's the final resolution. And all of the grant applications are rolled up into that amendment to the capital project. And there are no county dollars required for any of these projects. It's all state and federal funding. I am hopeful. And last week I participated in the New York Public Transit Association's annual conference. We're all kind of hopeful that the state will continue to be providing these capital funds that they have for the past 5 years. That's enabled us to really modernize our fleet. But like everything, because of COVID, it's a little bit up right in the air. We were lucky enough to get nearly $1 million last month allocated to UCAT. So if there are any questions about specific resolutions, I'm happy to take them.
Any of our legislators have any questions on any of these resolutions?
Manna.
I just wanted to, I don't have any questions, but I thought maybe we should formally block them. Mm-hmm. Do we need to do that? Mm-hmm. So I was going to offer a motion to block them. Block resolution number.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure no other legislators have any questions.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
I'll second the block.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Litz, to block all five of these UCAT resolutions together. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, now we'll vote on the resolutions. Now that they're all blocked, do I have a motion to pass them as they're written?
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Litz.
A second.
Seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. These five resolutions for UCAT are adopted. Sasha, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me. And anytime you have any questions about UCAT, don't hesitate to reach out. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Be safe and stay healthy.
All right, moving on. Resolution number 398, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with the Spring Lake Fire Department to be used as an impound lot, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. This is a 5-year deal between the county and Spring Lake Fire Department at $16,000 per year. Any questions for Mr. Jackson or Mark Ryder?
I'll move the motion.
We'll second it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz and seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 399, amending the 2020-2025 capital improvement programs, establishing capital project number 576, Ulster County Enterprise West, amending the 2020 Capital Fund Budget, Department of Public Works. This is a bond resolution. Any questions from any of the legislators?
I think the bond resolution will follow, Chairman. Amending the capital.
Okay, I'm sorry. Any questions for Mark or Tom? Bearing none, I'll make a motion to approve the resolution.
Make a motion.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Cahill. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 401, amending capital project number 533, multi-hollow bridge, Town of Olive, funding construction and construction inspection phase, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. I'll move the motion as written.
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I abstain.
Abstain due to work reasons?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's Herb Litz, Legislator Litz has to abstain because of work reasons.
I got a question. How many legislators does that leave? Three, right? Mm-hmm. Is that enough?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome. Resolution number 403, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the Ulster County Board of Cooperative Educational Services, BOCES, in relation to the Intermunicipal Cooperation for Testing Services, Department of Public Works. That's 403.
Electrical licensing board.
Excuse me, Nettie?
No, I just said electrical licensing board.
Yeah. Any questions?
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Cahill. Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Resolution number 406, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $55,380 entered into by the county, Complete Building Solutions Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This one is, increase not to exceed the amount due, additional building cleaning services resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic, 100% county.
I'll move it.
Motion.
Second.
Move made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 407, approving the execution of a contract for $2,191,507.98 entered into by the county, Harrison and Burroughs Bridge Contractors Incorporated, Department of Public Works.
Which bridge is this?
This is multi-hollow.
Yes.
This is multi-hollow.
Yeah. This is for the construction. Right.
Okay. Entertain a motion to move it. Motion made by Legislator Fabiano. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I'll be abstaining.
Legislator Litz will abstain due to work issues. Okay. Mm-mm. Resolution number 408, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $219,495 entered into by the county Greenman Peterson Incorporated Department of Public Works. 408, what's going on there?
This is construction inspection services.
Okay, for that bridge, for the...
Yep.
I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Green to move it. Do I have a second?
I'll second it. There's only three of us.
I know. Most seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And Legislator Litz, you have to abstain, right?
Yes, I do.
All righty. And the final resolution, number 409, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $26,794, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County Tri-County Refrigeration Incorporated Department of Public Works.
Can I just ask for some background on this? I don't remember it.
This is our chiller maintenance for UCOB and UCLEC. So this is an annual maintenance contract.
Thank you.
Questions? Manager Joe, did you have another question?
No, I was going to move it. Make a motion to approve 409.
Made by Legislator Green.
I'll second. Herb can second.
By Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, that concludes our resolutions for tonight. Does anybody here have any new or old business that they would like to bring up?
I have a quick question, if I may.
Go ahead, Legislator Green.
If I'm not mistaken, in energy and environment, there was a pilot for a solar, and that usually comes through public works as well. I'm a little confused, and I could be wrong, but I remember expecting to see it here as well. But if it doesn't come to mind, don't worry about it. If it's still confusing me, I'll reach out directly to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, we submit these and then Vicky chooses which committees they are supposed to go to. So I don't remember whether they've come here or not. I know they've gone to Ways and Means and Environment. I don't recall whether they've come to this committee.
Okay. Not an issue, but I just was expecting to see it and didn't, so I thought I'd ask. But if I have any further questions, I'll reach out directly.
I'll double check.
Does anybody have anything else? Nettie, you could check on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not right now, though. I don't have them. I don't have access to them. But do you know the resolution number, Manna?
I don't. I could look it up, and I probably should have. But it's not a big deal at all. I just am delighted to see that we keep getting these, quote, reverse pilots. It means that solar is being installed in the county in fairly large quantities. I do want to just bring up something that is starting to occur, because I think we'll probably see more of it in this regard. And that is, we just saw a wonderful project approved in town of Marbletown, a large solar project on ag land that they were unable to get anyone to either farm or, you know, use for haying or any other purpose. And so they were approached by a solar company, and that has been at least approved by the planning board. So we'll probably see a pilot on that. But there's another project down the road, a little further down 209 in, I don't know if it's town of Rochester or Worsing, kind of right on the border there. And there's some controversy about it because it is prime farmland in a floodplain, et cetera. And I know that the Walco Valley Watershed Alliance is looking into it. And I think Scenic Hudson is looking into it. And the reason I bring it up is that there are state guidelines. There's been a document published that was the result of a collaborative roundtable underscoring guidance for what are good locations for large solar arrays and what are not, in terms of as much as possible not clear cutting, preserving prime farmland and other criteria, and favoring areas that are already built, large paved areas, parking lots, and also marginal land, brownfields, landfills, et cetera. Some of that has to do with right now where interconnection is, but I know the state is looking at encouraging modifying the grid to have interconnection possibilities near appropriate open space. But I do think we are going to be seeing more and more, you know, there's a fine line between a NIMBY, not in my backyard response, and a response that says this is not a good location for solar. So I just wanted, for awareness, I just wanted to mention that because it is coming up, and people are very strong in their opinions one way or the other around solar, but and other forms of renewables, any siting people have strong feelings about. But it's just a, you know, ultimately, if we can't, by guidance and by, you know, organizations that focus on land use like Scenic Hudson providing really good guidelines, and the state having guidelines, it may be that the county needs to develop guidelines, but I'm not personally in a rush to do that. Thank you. I think it can work out with education.
I'll talk to you soon.
What's it? I'm sorry. Anyway, just wanted to make folks aware. I think it's as we scale up renewables, which is starting to happen rapidly and will continue to happen more rapidly because of the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. We're going to see some real rapid scaling up, and we want to be sure it's done well, because not only is agriculture important, and often a solar system can make a farm viable, more viable, but our food security is also very important moving forward. So thanks for bearing with me. We got through the agenda rather quickly, so I took the liberty to share my thoughts on that. Thank you.
No problem. They're always welcome. Anybody else they want to talk about? Anything old or new? No? Tom Jackson, you ready for the winter yet?
You're muted.
Yes. Yes, we are. We have the plows all hooked up and the sanders all ready. And
that's good.
We're ready. I mean, we're not really ready, but we are.
Just hope we have a real mild winter. I can deal with that.
Second that.
If no one has anything else, I'll ask.
Well, before you go, Dean, I just wanted to mention one thing. I'm sure Tom is probably aware. I don't know if he is or isn't. Maybe he hasn't heard yet. But New York State is going to release the Bridge New York program. Within the next 2 weeks, they'll be calling and asking, or they'll put out their call for applications. That's so good. Just so you know, and it's going to be a shortened period of time because it's late. And anyway, so it'd be some additional funding for our county bridges.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I was aware, but thank you.
Okay. With that, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Litz to adjourn.
Well, second.
Seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Great to see everybody tonight. Everybody looks good and healthy. And have a great night. See you soon.
Take care. Be safe and stay healthy.
See some of you tomorrow.